Don't you ever again stop your worship to sing a song. Don't you ever again stop your worship to sing a song. Come on, come on, come on. I need you to lift up your voice right now. What's created just to give you all glory? Yes. What's created just to worship
family. Good evening, family. How are you this evening? I am blessed and happy to be before you yet once again. God has been doing some great things, and I definitely want to give a shout out to all the ones that teach on Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. I've been tuning in and just been hearing the growth and just hearing the word go forth in such a mighty and powerful way. And we're coming from all four corners of this country with the word. We're not in one city. Like, I'm in Wisconsin and Atlanta and so on and so forth. My God, y'all have been really preaching the word and really stirring up my soul. So I am excited for you all as well. So keep preaching, keep teaching, keep tuning in, because there is more great things to come. I'm just excited. I really and truly am. I'm always excited for people. I'm always excited when people, you know, change their life for God, when people decide to lay their burdens down, when people get saved, when people, you know, just lift up their hands and surrender. I'm always excited about that. So I thank and praise each and every one of you and each and every one of the partners and the family members that's on the broadcast today. So I just want to say, keep on keeping on, because, you know, you've probably heard it 1,000 times. Please, it's not a cliche when I say it. God is getting ready to do something great. He's getting ready to do something mighty, and I want to be in the midst when he does it. So in order to do that, we got to be right and we got to be ready. All right. So you can't just be any old kind of way talking about, yeah, I'm going to be up in the move of God. No, you ain't. Sorry. That's why I know Pastor E been teaching. You know, we teach holiness. We teach, you know, confessing and repenting. And so we teach that because we want you to be a part of that move that God is about to do in all of our lives. There's going to be a unity. So I just want to I'm ready for this word. So I hope that you're ready for this word. So before we begin, let's start with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we glorify you, we magnify you, and we praise you. We humbly bow ourselves before you, O God. Lord, I ask right now that you begin to touch the minds and the heart of your people. God, we might have been running all day. We've been in school, or we've been in work, or we've been taking care of the family, or whatever the case may be. But God, we've just been back and forth and to and fro all day. And now is a time where we come and we humble ourselves and we take in a deep breath. And Lord, we just let you be God in our life. We ask that you give us a word, God. We ask that you plant a seed in our life, Lord, that tomorrow will be a better day than it was on today, oh God, that we draw closer to you on today, Lord, than we did on yesterday, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, that our hunger and our thirst, God, for you and for righteousness, Lord, just begins to deepen. And we can't do anything without you. We don't want to move without you, talk without you, or make no decisions without you, oh God, because that's how much we love you and that's how much we want you to be a part of our lives. So God, I just ask, Father, that you touch, God, this word that goes forth on tonight. God, I ask, Lord, that it build your soldiers, oh God, that it build the ones that are weak, oh God, that it build the ones that are going through right now, that it build the ones that are struggling right now. And Lord, those that are not, God, I ask that it takes them to another level, oh God, in you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen, family. You know, it's been interesting. Listen, I don't even know where to begin on tonight. When I say I'm beginning in joy, I'm really truly beginning in joy, because there has been so many situations that have come against me that want to take my joy, but I have purpose every single day to find joy in God. What it say? The joy of the Lord is my strength. If you can't find no joy in nothing else, at least you should always be able to find it in God. Because number one, he woke you up this morning. Number two, he woke you up this morning. Number 3, 4, 5, 6 through 10, he woke you up this morning. Another day above ground, another day to breathe, another day to love, another day to see your family members, another day that the Lord has kept you. That's joy right there enough for me. I thank God because he's done something great in my life. I just want to just share this with you before I get into this word. I was about 3 weeks ago. My manager came to me, and I'm a contract worker at a major company. And my manager came to me and said that they had this new rule that contract workers couldn't work past 18 months. Well, I've been there for 2 years. So he was like, well, don't worry about it. You know, we're going to look into it. But, you know, they're probably not really enforcing it. But I just, you know, it was just brought up in one of our meetings and just want to see how long you've been here. And I'm like, well, I've already been here 2 years. Oh, well, don't worry about it. You know, you're good. Well, he came back to me and was like, you ain't good. Your contract is ending in June. I'm like, okay, and I promise you, y'all, I'm so serious when I say I looked at that man in his face, and I told him, I said, I'm good. God got me. No, but you don't understand, Valoris, I really don't. You know, I was hoping that this wasn't going to happen. And don't, not, you ain't got to explain. You ain't got to do all that. I'm good. I promise you I'm good. He's like, I know, and I know your faith, and I just wish I don't want to hear all that. Just understand, I'm good. And so after that, you know, of course, you know, your mind want to play tricks on you because, you know, in this day and age, you know, you getting 3 months to find a new job, you know, hey, that's almost unheard of. Sometimes it takes you a year, almost 2 years or longer to find a job. So I was like, okay, God, I'm not finna worry about this. See, I've been in this position once before. And God, I stressed and I worried about it. And you always brought me out. So, God, guess what? I'm going to try to do this one differently. I'm not going to stress and worry about it. I'm just going to trust that you're going to do it again. I'm going to stand on faith that you just that kind of God, that you're going to do it again. And so everybody else was like, what you going to do? When you? I said, I'm going to be all right. Well, to make this testimony short, let me tell y'all, I got a phone call today. Got a new job. I started 2 weeks. Guess what? Making more money than the last job. And guess what? Better hours than the last job, with benefits and everything else. Come on, y'all can't tell me that God ain't good. So my joy just don't come because I got a new job. My joy comes because I stayed the course the entire time. I kept the faith. I trusted God. I spoke life over my situation. I spoke into that situation. I even spoke better and greater than God. You didn't bring me here to take me backwards. You brought me here to show me something. So, God, I need you to show me. And guess what? He showed me. And he opened the door for better. So I thank him and I praise him. And remember, because my teaching every month has been taking charge of your own journey. I've been trying, and I know I'm only coming once a month, so I'm hoping that you got the notes from last month because, you know, that it's still ringing fresh in your mind. Taking charge of your own journey means, listen, whatever it is, it does not have power over you. It does not have control over you. You are in charge of every situation that comes into your life. You say, well, Pastor V, I thought God was in charge. God still gives you a choice. Because either you're going to choose to cry about it or you're going to choose to give him praise. Either you're going to choose to sit up there and cuss about it or you're going to choose to bless God about it. Either, remember, it's still your choice, though. Because if you don't choose God in the situation and you choose and lean to your own understanding, he can't work that thing out. So part of taking charge of your own journey is making the choice to choose God and then watch God work it out. All right. So, but what I want to talk to y'all about today, I gotta hit y'all today. I'm like so excited, y'all. If y'all see me, my hands is moving and everything else. Today, I need to talk to you about facing reality. Oh, she said what? Facing reality. Facing reality. First, I'm gonna. I said, God, I need a scripture to kind of, you know, go with that. So before this broadcast came on, God dropped this in my spirit. So this is scripture text. James chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. James chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. So while you're looking that up, remember, I'm trying to get you to be focused on taking charge of your journey. By now, you should know your goals for 2019. You have to accomplish something this year. We can't keep going year after year not seeing the manifestation of God in our life. Or you can't even keep going year and year talking about you still don't know your purpose. You've been 25, 10, 2 years in this thing, and you still have not gotten focused enough to see the full potential you have and the blessings that God has for you. Come on now, this is a year of no. This is a year of stop, no, quit. That's it, period, end. I want to see something better happen in my life this year than all the other years prior. So, James chapter 4, 7 through 10, and it says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Understand, men and women of God. Hear my heart. Always hear my heart. I can't move forward unless everyone has their goal or purpose that they're trying to reach. So I need you to put that in your mind right now. Put it in your mind right now. Write it on a piece of paper right now. Even if you need to take a second, even by the end of this broadcast, something needs to be either in your mind or your heart or on a piece of paper that you know what it is that you want to accomplish, whether it's personal, whether it's, you know, in your finances, in your home, in your ministry. There's something that I'm trying to help you to reach. It's selfish when leaders and pastors and bishops and apostles and evangelists and whoever else is preaching and teaching the word don't want to see their people reach, accomplish something. I'm not jealous if you accomplish it. I celebrate you if you accomplish it. So I'm trying to be the one to press you into getting to where you want to go this year. All right? So facing. Hold on. Let me get my paper right. Facing reality, check this out. Facing reality determines how fast you move ahead in life. Facing reality determines how fast you move ahead in life. See, facing reality rather than faking reality is the ticket to success. Did you catch it? Facing reality, not faking it. Ooh, we got too many fakers. Ooh, good Lord. Too many fakers out here. We not fakers over here, family. We not. We real. We are real. Get real with me. We not fakers, okay? If you think that facing reality sucks, then you were like me, running from it. I was faking it rather than facing it. We not running this year. Because you, okay, let me get into it. Okay. We know we have to face reality, but sometimes it seems just too much to bear. I know that. I get it. I understand it. We look at the mirror and we don't like what we see. We look at our to-do list of the work that we need to do within ourselves and we begin to freak out. We look at our bank account and we get disappointed, or we even look at our empty bed and we start feeling lonely. Reality sometimes is hard, and there is nothing more satisfying than knowing that you have the power to overturn any situation. See, let me just drop this in your spirit, and I got a message that I need to preach about. It's called, it is what it is, but it ain't what it is. Did you hear me? It is what it is. See, reality, it is what it is. But see, I serve a God that it ain't what it is. See, it is what it is that I have heart disease, but it ain't what it is because his word said I'm healed. Hello, somebody. It is what it is that I wasn't raised with a father, but it ain't what it is because my God said that he is my father, my mother, and everything I need. It is what it is that I might be negative in my bank account, but it ain't what it is because my God said he will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. So ain't nothing wrong. Don't be scared of the reality. I'm trying to get you to realize that your reality do not determine your situation. But if you're going to keep running from it, guess what? It's going to keep chasing right behind you. I need you to face it and let it go and leave it where it is and say, you know what? I accept that. It is what it is, okay? You showed me who you are, or you showed me what the situation is, or you told me the reality is my job was going to be up June 30th, 2019. That was the reality that my job was ended. So guess what? I accepted it. I said, okay. Didn't argue with them, didn't cuss, didn't fuss, didn't flip over a table, a chair, nothing. I accepted reality. And once I faced it and I said, okay, I'm facing it, now I'm going to take charge over it. Because you don't get the victory like that in my life. All right? So Sometimes facing reality hurts, but maybe facing reality doesn't have to feel overwhelming. It's more freeing than you know. Freedom comes when you face reality because why? It gives you an open door to more opportunities. If you keep faking, you know, as I said, there's only so much faking you can do. There's nothing, there's no opportunities in faking. You limit yourself in faking. You open the door to more when you face it. Faking reality knocks you down and keeps you stagnant. Hear what I say? If you're going to fake reality, trust me, you're going to stay stuck. Then you're going to be watching everybody pass you by, and you're going to wonder, well, man, was she, her husband walked out on her and left her, and she up and got her a new boo and finna get married? How'd she do that? Because she faced her reality. He ain't coming back. It's over. I done cried about it. And what? Now I'm finna take charge of the situation. I'm finna get up, clean myself up, get me a new mind, a new walk, a new talk, and a new hairdo, and it's on. Sorry, I ain't mean to go that ghetto, but y'all understand what I'm saying? You got to get that's what I'm talking about, the power to take control of the situation. That's how your mind has to think. I faced it. I ain't finna fake it. I'm not finna fake this. No, there is no faking in God. So, you fake reality when you think you're powerless. If you think that you're powerless in any situation, just think of a situation going on right now in your life. If you think you're powerless, you're faking it. Because reality is what? You have the power. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You're more than a conqueror. That's your real reality. That other stuff is fake. Because that's exactly what you think when you see the mountain of debt, when you're feeling overwhelmed, when you feel defenseless, helpless, or vulnerable, you feel powerless. I'm here to give you your powers back, baby. I'm here to tell you through the word, you can do this. And yeah, is it going to hurt? Yeah. Is it going to take time? Yes. But every day you need to keep getting up and facing the day, facing whatever the situation is, okay? Let me ask y'all a few questions, okay? So, y'all ready? So, let me ask you a few questions. And when I ask you the questions, I'm asking you these questions, are they true? But not just are they true, are they 100% absolutely true? Okay? There's a difference. Yeah, that's true. But that ain't the whole truth. You know how we say that ain't the whole truth. I'm asking you, is this the whole truth? Is it 100% the whole truth that you have no other option than that job you hate going to? Is that the whole truth? Nothing but the truth. Okay, let me ask you, is it the whole truth? Is it 100% true that there's no way to get out of debt or repay that debt? Is that the whole truth? Is it 100% true if you leave this relationship, you'll stay lonely forever and no one else will love you? Is that true? Okay, I'm hearing y'all. Is it 100% true that you can't lose them a few extra pounds? Is that true? I don't care if it's 99.9% true. If it's not 100%, then guess what? You have the power to change the situation. You have that kind of power. You be like, well, Valoris, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what it is. No, you got the power. No, we ain't doing that. You got the power. You got the power. If it's not 100, because of what? What's 100% true? God. Gotcha. The only 100% truth in this world is God. And God already told you, hey, I got jobs and better jobs for you. God already told you, hey, you can get out of that debt. I got you. So it's not 100% true because it's not God. So stop faking reality. Stop feeling overwhelmed. Stop feeling powerless or defenseless and vulnerable. You're not acknowledging the fact that, hey, I just might can pull this off. Dang, Valoris, You might just can make this happen. You might can just really get out of debt. I'm starting to believe that now that I can do this. I got that kind of power. When you start really talking to yourself and telling yourself, you know what? I think I can do it. I think I can get back up again and love again. I think I can start applying for some other jobs, you know, that job that I really been wanting. I think I can go for that now. And on top of that, better money. I think I can open up that business. Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to go for it. I got the power, don't I? Yes, baby, you do. Yes, you do. Because the fake reality tells you you can't. My God's reality tells you that you can. So seriously, what keeps you stuck? Because anything that keeps you stuck is a big fat lie. Anything that keeps you stuck, including your own thinking about your own self. I lived in a world where, man, how I felt about myself, how I talked to myself, how the thoughts that went through my mind, they were all lies. But guess what? As what they say, if you tell yourself a lie for so long, you'll start what? Believing it. I start believing my own lies. And so then now that I believe my own lies, now I got to tailor my life according to the lies that I believe about myself. So guess what? I was living in a fake world. Because, again, it's not just the words that come out your mouth. It's how you live, too. You live according to the lies that you tell yourself. Ooh. Sorry. Ouch. I had to cut you with that one. Faking reality doesn't acknowledge that you can overcome this. Let me calm down. I felt the Holy Ghost just slide across my whole entire face. Faking reality does not acknowledge that you can overcome this. Do you know how many times I didn't think that I was going to get out? Did you know how many times that I didn't think I was going to get well? Did you know how many times I didn't think that I was going to be able to make ends meet? Because, again, remember, I kept telling myself a lie. It's like this. It's always going to be like this. Oh, I brought this upon myself. I shouldn't have did that. I shouldn't have took that job. I shouldn't have bought that car. I shouldn't have whatever. Oh, well, now I got to deal with it. Now I got to put up with it. This is how it is. And guess what? I started living my life according to that lie. Until one day I said, I might just can pull this off. I might just can do this. Living a fake life refuses to see that the world has million more fish and options other than the ones that are in front of you. I just hurt somebody with that one. I'm sorry. The fake reality just tell you this is it, this is it, that's it, that's it. There's nothing else. Nope, this is it. You got to accept it, accept it, accept it. This is it. You don't get nothing else. I'm here to tell you, no. That's not true. There's a million more options out there. There's a million more fish in the sea, especially in ladies and gentlemen, especially in relationships. Oh, well, this is it. This is about as good as it's going to get. Ain't no sense of me leaving this one. I've been in this one for so long, and ain't nothing else better out there but this. I'm sorry. There's about, I don't know, how many other countries and continents and cities and countries and even the bush gardens. There's many more millions of people out there, boo. This ain't the only fish out there in the sea. It's many more jobs out there. You limiting yourself. My one friend told me, he said, if you keep running into the same mentality more than 3 times in 1 month, I'm here to tell you the whole 100-mile radius is infected. You got to go past that 100-mile radius if you want something different. Oh, you got to look outside of yourself. You make up at least about 75 of them miles because you won't look outside of your own self. The other 25 is just the people. You won't even look outside your own self. You keep thinking that what you think and how you think and how you feel is programmed correctly. No, not. No, it's not. Sorry. And it's not. I had to open myself up and say, Valores, your thinking might just be a little bit flawed, boo. You human. You might, you know, not be looking at that right. Look at other options when it comes to that. Look at a better response when it comes to that. Talk a little bit different when it comes to that. Hey, why don't you just go over here and try that? I had to open myself up to more options. Fake in reality rejects your courage. When you fake in reality, it ain't finna give you no courage to do nothing. It sure ain't finna give you no faith. Did you think, really? Did you think it was gonna give you some faith? Fake in reality ain't gonna give you no faith. It is not gonna even show you the skills that you have. I didn't even, listen, it's been about a month now. Me and my sister, we decided to try to start a little something on the side, you know, to start making some jewelry on the side because we want to save some money because we really kind of want to either buy a duplex or an apartment building or, you know, whatever the case may be, if the Lord's will said it's saying. So we wanted to start making some jewelry to be able to, you know, put that money into account. I didn't know I could make jewelry. I ain't never tried to quite, I don't know the first thing about making no jewelry. I know I love jewelry. So guess what I did? I started studying my jewelry. I started studying the things that I like. And I just started off with simple things like just cutting out some patterns and getting some different, you know, patterns of cloth and this, that, and the other. You know, I just started off simple. I told my sister she can do the big stuff. But guess what? Had I been living in my fake reality, it would have been like, you don't know nothing about that. What you going to try that for? You don't know. But guess what? When I started living in my real reality, it said, go for it. You can pull this off. You can do it. It might not be as grand as somebody else, but hey, it's good. And I started that. Fake reality is not going to even show you your skills. It's not going to show you what's deep on the inside of you. Fake reality is not going to even show you your heart, your true heart, your real heart, boo. Yeah, that heart. That heart that's in you. That heart that really cares. It really loves you. You ain't that you. Yeah, you playing rough and tough. No, you really not. You have a heart. And if you trust God, he will protect your heart. He got you. Because again, I love you because I love God. I trust you because I trust God. We don't put our trust in man. We put our trust in God. That he's going to take care of us, and he got us. Faking reality is definitely not going to show you your worth. It ain't even going to, It's going to tell you you're worth a nickel, worth of nothing. Excuse me. It's not going to show you your worth. It's not going to let you believe in yourself. It's not going to let you pop your collar and then feel high about yourself. No, it's not. It rather, fake reality rather keep you low, keep you on crawling on your belly, begging, stoop, borrow, begging. It's not going to show you I'm worth more than that. I'm worth more than that. It's not going to show you your talent, and it's definitely not going to give you a smile. Yeah, you know that fake smile you keep putting on? That ain't your real smile. You just be doing something. But I'm here to tell you, guess what? I can give you a real smile. Not I. God can give you a real smile. Through what I'm teaching you, you can get a real smile. You can get real joy. This joy that I have today, the joy that I had yesterday before I even got the phone call, I had the joy. And just speaking over everybody's life. I went and prayed for people. People were sick in the hospital. I went this. The joy that I have, man, that's real joy. It didn't come from things. It came from, guess what? I'm going to live in the reality of God. Every time I face a challenge in my life, big or small, I always come down to the same conclusion. Faith in reality absolutely is the best way to get ahead. When I stop hiding from my truth, y'all, oh, my Lord. Ooh, when I stop hiding from my truth and start facing my truth, I started progressing. all of a sudden I faced my truth. When I first wrote my first book and I faced my truth, I'm here to tell you, I was scared to release that book. I had wrote poetry over the years since 1997, just things that I was going through, the hurt, the pain, the abuse, the addictions, and this, that, and the other. And God said to me, well, I have just lost my job. Again, here we go again, here we go. Just lost my job at a grocery store. Who loses a job at a grocery store? Raise my hand, I did. And I remember going to the church, and I remember crying and saying, God, what am I going to do now? Come on, I done been to the lowest of the low. I done showed you, God, that I'm not too proud to take anything. And I still, he said, what's that oil that sends you? Use the oil that sends you. I'm like, what oil are you talking about? I ain't got nothing. He said, you got your voice. I'm like, oh, no. They don't want to hear me. They don't want to hear nothing I got to say. He said, release those poems. I said, Jesus, you got jokes. Because, see, that's my secret life. See, that's that stuff that you don't talk about. That's that stuff you don't tell. That's the, I ain't finna talk about, you know, the sexual addiction and the drug addiction and all the divorces and all this. God said, release it. I sat there with tears in my eyes when I hit publish. And as soon as I put it out there on Facebook that I had released a book, somebody made a post, and I still got that thing right now. Somebody made a comment and said, who would want a book from a 5-time divorced drug addict? Just try to read me my rights. And before that, would used to hurt me. And I used to try to find out who said that and woo, this, that, and the other, and get mad and want to just tear their head off or whatever. It was the first time ever in my life that my truth did not sting me. It did not hurt because I started facing reality. And it started freeing me. And since then, God has continued to progress me and bless me. He kept saying, Valoris, you got more, you got a face. I ain't ready for that one. Well, let's hold off on that one. So understand that as soon as you decide to make this choice to face your reality, I'm not telling you it's going to be 100% perfect. But getting ahead is just a part of it. But I can tell you, you'll be 10 times more happier. You'll feel more free. You'll stop ducking your head in the sand somewhere and say, for God I live, for God I die. He done brought me this far. He ain't gonna leave me. God knows all about my past. He knows all about my situations. He knows everything about me. And if I'm not hiding from God, I sure don't need to hide from you. Why are we hiding from man? I'm just about to throw the book. What are we hiding from man for? The lady was talking to me this morning. She said, people keep judging me, and they keep judging me, and they keep judging me. I said, baby, that's the wrong word. They keep having opinions. They don't have judgment on you. Judgment means I lay down the gavel and I sentence you, and I tell you, you got 20 years in prison, and it is what it is, and that's it, your life. Judging means that's it. It's final. It means either you're going to heaven or you're going to hell. So guess what? Can't nobody judge you. They have opinions about you. So what you running from them for? When God sees and knows all, and he still loves you, and he still forgives you, and he's still there for you, and you're going to be scared of people? No. I had to learn that. I ain't scared of you. The only person I'm fearing is God. I ain't fearing nobody. So, understand, I didn't want to take too long as Pastor E opened the phone lines, because I want to talk to some people today, hopefully, that you dial one and get in on this conversation. Hopefully, again, you heard me from my heart. I'm trying to teach you lessons in life that God sent me through. And guess what? He sent me through by myself to learn these lessons. And every lesson I learned, I turn around and try to teach somebody else. Let me try to get this to you. Even if I don't have it all together, let me at least give you a nugget of something so you have more to start with than I did. I started with nothing. I started, as I said, with my head in the sand. I started with feeling down about myself and guilty and ashamed and bring my own condemnation. I started in a fake world of lies until I start facing reality. And only then God began to open me and show me more of a great and wonderful woman that I am. He wants to show you that you're a great man of God, a great woman of God. No, you ain't got to have no title. You ain't got to have no pulpit. Just because you in him, you great, baby. But you got to stop running. Just stop faking and start. Good evening, I see. How are you?
Amen, amen. Good evening, woman of God. Yes, yes. No fear. We have not been given a spirit of fear, but a power and sound mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Come on, dial one. Come on, get in the conversation. You heard the woman of God. She wants to speak to somebody tonight. Dial one. The board is available right now. How are you, woman of God? I was. I'm on my way to a meeting, and I had muted myself. And what was the phone call you got?
The phone call, I got a new job.
Oh, I already knew that. Never mind. I thought that was something else. All right, hold on 1 second. Minister Terry, welcome to Women Speak Now with Pastor V.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, Pastor V, Pastor E, and all the listeners, I've been listening to this mighty woman of God, you know, teaching on us, facing reality, you know, and it took me back to just, we all have to examine ourselves for our own issues, because Dave, you guys had an awesome word on that the other night on our issues, too, because we all have to, some issues that we need to go to God for, ask for repentance of these issues that we have within us, and this is all stemming up to facing our reality, and it takes us to just self-examine ourselves, and I love you, and I congratulate you on that new job, too.
And yes.
standing firm on that faith, you know, like you said, you didn't turn over no tables, you didn't say no harsh words, you just said, God got me, you know, hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen.
God bless you. You keep teaching this, because this is reality. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Love you, sis.
Love you, too.
Yeah.
God bless.
Bless you, Minister Terry.
Amen.
Anybody else, go ahead, dial one, get in the conversation. What an awesome word of accountability and encouragement.
Amen. When I tell you, Pastor E, like I said, just a lot of stuff just been coming at me week after week, and I just have to keep facing it. There was a time where, you know, even when I talked to you earlier this week, I would have ran from it, or I would have gave in, I would have compromised, I would have did a lot of stuff just for other people's feelings not to get hurt. But I said, no, I can't do that no more. I'm not running anymore.
No.
My reality is this is right. My reality is it is what it is. You and I have to separate. We have to go our separate ways, because there's something God is trying to do for me. But you have people, again, that will try to keep you in your fake reality. No, you ain't ready. You ain't this. It ain't about what you think. It's about what God told you.
That's right.
You
what God, amen.
Right, that wasn't a three-way conversation. That was just a two-way conversation.
And it never is. And it never is when it's with him. It never is.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, amen. Well, nobody's dialing one, so awesome word. You, congratulations. I already knew. I knew. I already knew. you just confirming my faith, because I knew already that God that door was open just with your name on it.
Amen.
So amen. Area code 858. Last 42359. You're live on Women Speak Now with Pastor Valoris.
Yes, good. God be with both of you. This is Ali calling in, man. How you doing, Pastor E?
Minister Ali, what's up, my brother?
Oh, man, you know, I'm just listening. I'm just listening to the sister, you know, and you, you know, but I just want to say, you know, deliverance is real. You know what I mean? It's real. when the Most High deliver you, a lot of times He take them people away from you. So when we say they, you know, I ain't got no people. My people is the Most High.
Yeah,
that's how much He take you away, and all you got left is Him. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So your people and your organization and your congregation and everything that supposedly these people around you supposed to be there for you, God will show you that He is all of those people for you.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Amen. Hey, and that's what it means. Depending totally on Him. I'll be honest with you. If you knew the story, it only comes back to the glory of God, the why I'm doing what I do. It does not make sense, the things that are happening in the ministry, in my personal life and everything. It doesn't make sense when even I look at it from an outer eye.
Mm-hmm.
But God told me, and it was something that's just so dynamic for me personally, is that 'cause we always want proof of the blessing that we say we're supposed to have. We always want the check in the mail. We want the money in the bank. And God said, listen, let me just keep it 100 with you. I know how far I can trust you. You spend money too much. I can't give you all these millions that I have available for you up here, because all you're going to do is give it away. You're not going to do what I want you to do with it, and I'm going to provide for you. When I say yes, it's going to drop. Don't worry no more, but we get into that worry mode. The last day, it's going to come, but just that last day, we scratching, and people that are connected to us can feel that tug of the spirit. We have to learn to totally rely on God and keep moving.
Right.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So, amen. Yeah. Thank you, Minister Ali. God bless you, bro.
Thank you. Bless you.
Amen. He mutes himself immediately, so that's all good.
No.
Amen. We got a couple more minutes. You're on the line. Come on and get involved and get a shout out, get a word in. The prayer, dial one. If you don't know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, dial one. We'll get you a starter kit. You can start right now. Yo, you can go to work today. It's not a hour wait. It's not a day wait. So you can go to work right now. You just got to confess.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we all encounter obstacles, but how fast you overcome those obstacles determines how far you can progress in God. And I didn't realize that, like, you know what I'm saying? That's what was keeping me back from progressing in God. I wouldn't face the obstacles. It's called that bounce back. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? It's called that bounce back. Come on, y'all. We got to get that bounce back. You done been through this many times before. Go back in your faith files. Did God do it then? Yeah. Did He do it then? Yeah.
Yep.
Did He do it back then too? Okay. So what you tripping on for now? You in the same situation once before that God brought you out. We should be grown up enough in the Word of God, those on them some of that are seasoned, to not fall for the trap of the enemy when he put obstacles like this, something small, losing your job or this, that, and the other in your way. We shouldn't be falling over those things. We should be overcoming them things. Put that in front of me if you
exactly.
want to go ahead and jump over that.
Exactly.
Because
oh, no, go ahead. No, well, we need to be a little bit more aware, because a lot of times God told you to leave a job months ago. And then He has to allow it to be taken from you to get you somewhere He wants you to be. Let's keep it 100 now. You would be hanging on. I know I heard leave. My season ain't up yet. I ain't got my check yet. We want to check everything before God say move. And great things are there for us. So, amen, woman of God, you bless everybody tonight. I can tell from the remarks and from the word that went forth. Go ahead and pray us out of here. Now, you got a book signing coming up? Come on, put it out there. Share the information. Let that writer's clinic that you're about to launch, let it be known, all that good stuff.
I have a book signing this Saturday. If you're in the city of Milwaukee or the surrounding area, this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the beautiful Coffee Makes You Black Coffee House in the inner city of Milwaukee on Titonia and Hadley. Please come down. It's books and breakfast. Come down, have breakfast with me. Get a book. First 10 people, I'm going to go up to 15. First 15 people get the book for only $10. I'm not trying to get rich off the book. I'm not trying to be a number one seller. I'm just trying to empower some people. So please come down and get a book. If you need a copy, please. It's out on Amazon. Just look up my name. Look up the title, The Strength of a Woman, and you can order a copy on the online, though, however, the 17. With me, it's a little bit cheaper. Also, too, I'm still working on my next empowerment session. It's going to be called The Beauty of the Truth. The beauty of the truth. I don't care if you're in California, Pastor, I got to try to get you here for that. I want everybody to come to this empowerment session because it's time to face the truth. It's time to talk about the truth. And I want you to find the beauty in what God did, even through the truth, even through, you know what I'm saying, the rape or the molestation or through the, you know, your father walking out of there. But there's beauty in that truth, y'all. It's beauty. You don't see it. I'm going to help you to see it, though. So this is coming up. So stay tuned for that. But that's all I got coming
up. Amen. Amen. Well, pray us out here.
And Pastor E is working on all of us coming for a revival in California. I'm still waiting on
even if we got to do an online revival, we need a revival on the Now Network and getting everybody to meet in a neutral place for everybody. So yes, I hear the charge.
Amen.
All right, bless you.
In the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for yet another glorious evening, God. We thank you for the humble hearts and the humble minds, God, that is listening to the broadcast now and will listen to it in the archives, God. Lord, your word will not go out void, Lord. I ask that you let it do what it needs to do, Lord, in each and every heart, in each and every mind, and each and every home, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, oh God, to start facing those things that we need to face. But, Lord, we need to face them with you. We're not alone in facing them. You are there with each and every one of us to help us to overcome each and every obstacle. God bless us, God, until we meet again at the appointed time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my line. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Only do it, he said he would. Fight your battles for your day.
Battle.